And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. What's in a name, you may ask? But imagine yourself in the shoes of one whose very name brings some bad memories. The name Jabez meant pain for his mother because, as she stated, she bore him in pain. But Jabez did not let that stop him, because he knew he was destined for something better, something greater, and he knew who to ask and what to ask for. Jabez was a man whose very life started out with almost nothing but gloom and doom. But he cried out a simple prayer request and ended up as a man of honor in the eyes of God.
The prayer of Jabez is a powerful prayer, tucked away in the Bible, but it contains a key to incredible favor with God. It's found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10, and Jabez is going to be more and do more for God.
Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's the show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through those hard times. It's true, Jabez wanted more and he wanted to do more for God. So from the heart, he asked God to bless him. Now we may look and think that why wouldn't this man of God just ask him to bless his mother who bore him in pain? But what about his brothers and his father who was not mentioned? Why not ask God to cover them as well? Why be so selfish?
His name means pain, and he was honorable more than his brothers. This request he made to God to expand his territory, bless him indeed, and keep him from evil is so powerful because it teaches us to go to God and ask him. He also asked God's hand to be with him and to keep him from anything that's not a part of God's plan. This is a prayer that is life-changing and teaches us to go to God and not be afraid to ask for help or favor.
We must remember that personal change begins for each one of us when we cry out to God. We must make our requests boldly known to our loving Father. And if we wait on him with childlike faith, he will give us the desires of our heart. The requests from Jabez to God were to bless me indeed, enlarge his territory or area of operation, to keep his hand on him so that he would stay away from evil by remaining humble, and then allow him to show meekness in the sight of others. As it was stated, this request that Jabez made was very powerful.
I encourage anyone wanting to have a closer relationship with God to expand their boundaries and reach goals that God has planned for them to pray this prayer of Jabez each and every day of their life.
In Proverbs 10 and 22 from the Amplified Bible, it says that the blessings of the Lord brings true riches and he adds no sorrow to it, for it comes as a blessing from God. Jabez was born in sorrow, but in the end, the prayer that he prayed provided him with much more. God's favor is on you and he desires to give you more.
Oh, that you would bless me indeed, enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, that you would keep me from evil, and that I may not cause pain.
Jesus says to ask the Father of anything in my name and it shall be given to you. In James 4 and 2, we're reminded that we have not because we ask not. Ask and you shall receive. When you have complete trust in God, you can throw yourself in the power of his unlimited will and the purpose that he has for us all. Jabez would have never considered asking God for a blessing if he didn't trust in the value and the truth of his word. Well, that's my time. I pray that you all have a blessed week. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you will bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you will keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." So God granted him what he requested. One love, 5 minutes.